Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
You've probably heard that sound echoing through the woods. It's the loud, drumming noise of the pileated woodpecker. He may be establishing or defending territory, or perhaps excavating a nest cavity. Pileated woodpeckers also have a loud, jungle-like, raucous, whinnying call that ricochets through the woods. Pileated woodpecker is one of the most striking birds in the United States. It's almost the size of a crow, and is mostly black with white stripes on its face and neck, and it has a prominent flaming red crest. When they fly, their flight is slow and slightly undulating, making it easier to tell them apart from a crow who has a straight flight path. They're rather shy and try to stay hidden in the forest trees.
Pileated woodpeckers are forest birds that depend on large standing dead trees and down wood for both food and nest sites. You may spot them working on fallen logs, stumps, or dead trees as they use their uncanny ability to find their favorite foods, carpenter ants and wood-boring beetles. They may sense the presence of this food by the smell of formic acid or by the quality of the thunk sound as they hammer at the wood. Pileated woodpeckers drill distinctive rectangular-shaped holes in rotten wood to get at these carpenter ants and other insects. When hammering into this soft wood, pileated woodpeckers use their long necks to pull far back from the tree, then make powerful strikes with their heavy bills, pulling with their feet at the same time to increase the strength of the blow. The sound is often audible as a heavy thunk, and large chips of wood collect on the ground below. These holes can be a foot or more long, deep inside the wood. They use their long barbed tongues, coated with sticky saliva, to extract the insects. Pileated woodpeckers also create their nesting cavities in the same way, excavating large cavities with rectangular openings in trees. They don't nest in the same cavity twice, and also like to have a separate cavity for roosting.
Their food and nesting habits are beneficial to the forest and its creatures, conserving the timber by eating those harmful insects and providing nesting holes for other birds, mammals, and invertebrates. Their Latin name, Dryocopus, means tree cleaver. Woodpeckers' head-pounding pecking against trees and telephone poles subjects them to enormous forces. They can easily slam their beaks against wood with a force 1,000 times that of gravity. So how do they avoid getting concussions? Well, it's been found that they have thick neck muscles that diffuse blows, a third inner eyelid that prevents their eyeballs from popping out, and their brain is surrounded by thick, plate-like spongy bone that acts as a shock absorber to protect their brain.
Pileated woodpeckers are excellent parents. After laying about 4 eggs, both male and female take turns incubating the eggs during the 18 days until hatching. Then they continue shared care for the 8 to 10 days of brooding that follows. The male and female are monogamous, and both stay close to the young until they are ready to go off on their own. They stay together on their territory year-round and will defend it in all seasons. So the next time you hear that distinctive call, think of those impressive and useful woodpeckers, the pileateds.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.